Peter only knew of one story, the story of sin and shame and having to hide from God. But the resurrection of Christ is not, as it were, a replay of that old story of the garden where we're all given a second chance. In fact, the language of second chance is so unhelpful to us as Christians. No, this is a new story, the story that God has always intended for his children. It's not the story where we sin and we fail and we are left in shame hiding. Rather, Christ has come to us to set us free from that. Christ is risen, and now the relentless pursuer, the relentless lover, is free in the world, and steadily, with unhurried pace, God is coming after us. In the old story, Peter fails. He denies Jesus. Thus he is condemned to a life of fishing and a vague hope that there might be something to come after it all. But not much hope given what he has done. He's still living by that old story, and so many of us are as well. Peter is you, Peter is me, before together we awaken to the resurrection, to the new life that is in Christ. Peter is you and I before we believe and are saved. It's a story that we know so well, it's so familiar. It's as if we want to keep going back to it. We fail and we are ashamed, and if we are caught, we are punished, and we say, of course, deservedly so. And indeed, there is a distortion of the gospel, which makes much of this old story, which in effect denies the death and the resurrection of Jesus. But that's for another time. But what is our perception this morning? What is the story that we are living by? Are we still living by that old story of failure and a vague hope? Do we want, as it were, the comfort of the womb, the pleasures of Egypt, the golden days of the church, whatever and whenever they were, that our lives could just stay the same somehow, but still with no cure and no heal for the sin and the shame? For truly it is easier to go back and have a vague hope for heaven than to embrace the new life of the risen one and go where he leads. But listen rather to the voice of the old story. Listen now to his voice. Do you love me? Do you love me? Do you love me? Peter has thrown everything away. He has denied Jesus. He has said, even if everyone else abandons you, I never will. He has shouted it from the rooftops. He has placed himself upon the highest possible pedestal in terms of his faithfulness to Christ. He has said, I love him more than all the others. And he's utterly self-deceived. He has denied life not once, not twice, but three times, nailing the door of life closed, firm, and shut. Bang, bang, bang. No, I never knew him. I never knew him. I never knew him. And he finds himself trapped within a cage of sin and shame. Locked on the inside. No way to freedom. And the risen one calmly steps through the walls of Peter's shame. In the way he always does come into those locked rooms following the resurrection, stepping into the locked room of our heart where we are hidden for fear, for sin, and for shame. Listen to the words of the new story as told by St. Paul. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. There is therefore now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. No condemnation. Neither do I condemn thee, he says to the woman caught in adultery. And he comes to Peter. Simon, son of John, look at me. Lord, I cannot. Get away from me, I am a sinful man. Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. feed my lambs. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Tend my sheep. Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said to him the third time, do you love me? And he said to him, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. No condemnation. No demand for better behavior. No demotion to the back of the line of the apostles. Oh, you cannot be the rock anymore, Peter. Yes, there is some form of renewal, but we cannot go back to how things were. And indeed, Peter is not going back to how things were. For Jesus is bringing him into this new story where things will be very, very different. There is no condemnation. Peter, feed my sheep. I will still build my rock on this church. There is no condemnation. You know, we often say, don't we, that Jesus has to restore Peter three times because Peter denied him three times. But that just puts us back in that old story of deserts and Peter having to earn his way back in. But no, Jesus asks Peter, do you love me, three times? Because he wants Peter to hear that in this new story, that is all that matters. No condemnation, no shame, no guilt, no trying to get it right, just love. And so the risen Christ calls them on from their life of fishing. They've tried to go back, but the door is shut on that old story. Their nets are empty. Only the risen one now will give them life. Only the risen one empowers the mission of the church to fish for men and for women. And Peter and the disciples are called to follow Jesus once more. Peter first. He goes first. And the others follow on. The rock follows his risen Lord. And the rest follow on. A story of grace. Peter is a cipher for the church, the body of people who in dying to the old story, who in understanding that there is therefore now no condemnation, are born again to the new life of the resurrection, and so will glorify God. To the one seated on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honour and glory and might for ever and ever. And all God's people said, Amen.